Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm just making myself a spot of tea.
How is everyone doing?
Pretty good.
I wondered where that sentence was going. Which leads me to ask, how is the accountability coach?
She's holding up her end of the bargain for sure. It's the second week. I want 2 month results.
You've become my accountability coach.
That's true. I'm one of those people that I just I get pumped on something and then I get crazy about it. I'm like, oh yeah, day four, let's just go 180%. So I'm texting her all the things that I've done so far. And then she tried to get me to not do squats one day. She's like, you can combine your squat challenge with your other workout you did because that had a lot of squats. And I was like, no. That's cheating.
It's crazy.
Wait, what is Christy holding you accountable for, Lily?
The workouts. Our ab challenge isn't just crunches. It's the ab exercises change every week, and then the length you do them changes, and then you also have cardio days. So one of the days you had to do 6 sets of 30-second sprints with 75 seconds rest in between. And I had walked so much that day. And I was like, I'm just going to switch it with my rest day and do it tomorrow. And Christy was like, wow. I was like, wow, the student has become the accountability.
that well-known phrase from history. I have so many things I want to talk about. First off, can we talk about the review that your brother gave this podcast?
Oh my gosh, I know. Who is he? He called us unorganized.
Does he understand how conversation works?
I think he wants to organize everything. What the listeners need to understand is my brother has OCD to the next level. If I opened his fridge and I put one of his water bottles label facing in, he would sense it from downstairs and probably run upstairs and just have a conniption fit. So that's why he thinks that I don't even know how you'd organize conversation. I don't even know what kind of criticism that is.
But could we challenge him to write out a skeleton for our next podcast and we follow it?
Yeah, our next episode for us, Michael.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. I'm going to challenge him to that.
I want to see if he can make it better.
Yeah.
But then, Christy, you must have loved my sister's review.
I did love your sister's review. I almost reposted it and then just didn't quote her verbatim and just was going to say, Lizzie's sister thinks I'm a genius, ..
My sister said, Christy's clearly the most intelligent. And I was like, what? And she was meaning your approach to getting celebrities to DM you. By the way, I have done so much work on the DM front, guys.
Can you tell us? Because I feel last week you were really slacking.
I know, right. I have put in the time every single night when I've got into bed. And so what I did was because I was a bit overwhelmed with choice about who to DM, I just like, I would type a random letter into the search function on Instagram, see which verified people came up, and then I'd just go for it. You've got to hear some of the things I've been saying. Hang on, I'm almost embarrassed when I read them now. Okay.
It's embarrassing sending them.
I know. So obviously Chrissy Teigen, I told her again about the miso carbonara. No reply, not even seen. Then Chris O'Dowd, you know Chris O'Dowd?
Yeah, of course.
So I said to him,
Bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Other things.
Yeah. I suddenly remembered how good you were in Girls earlier. Not Red. Not
oh, yeah.
He was John, whatever his name is, Jonathan. No. Christina Ritchie. How do you say it?
Ritchie.
Mermaids is an iconic film.
How old was she in that?
Very young. Not seen, not read. Okay, it gets better. Ready? Britney Spears. Hope you're keeping well in lockdown. Not seen.
Hope no more gyms got burnt down.
Okay, Brie Larson. Your performance in Room was so powerful.
Not a lie.
Not seen. Beanie Feldstein. Feldstein.
Feldstein.
Yeah. Buzzing for How to Build a Girl, which is her new film.
Did you like that, though? Because it's on our list.
It's not out yet in the UK. Okay.
Oh. Get just lying.
No, buzzing, as in I can't wait to watch it.
Oh. Okay.
Get this one. Ready? Okay. Barack Obama. Keep up the good work. Not seen. Not replied. Okay. Tom Holland. You know Spider-Man.
Please, of course.
Please recreate your Rihanna performance from home again. Give the people what they want. Nothing. Oh, God. Kevin James. Why did I go for Kevin James? I think I just typed K in. Thanks for all the laughs in your movies. Okay, now we're getting deep. Gillian Jacobs. Love yeah. is so good. Love. Nothing. I hope she realizes I mean like the TV show Love and not just like Love.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, hang on. So I think that was the main highlights. Yeah.
Wow. So no success.
Not one was even read.
Wow. It's ridiculous.
Lily has the best story. So I'll just say that my one ditch effort this week was to DM Cassie David, who is Larry David's daughter, a picture of Lily and say, I just need you to know that my friend is your literal doppelganger.
Oh my God, I have to Google this. Do you guys know that?
No response.
Yeah.
Do you know Cassie David, Lizzie? You're going to freak.
Cassie David. Oh, hang on a minute. Oh my God.
Oh my Lily, God.
Crazy.
Lillian Hellern.
Crazy.
We look nothing alike.
How could you say that? You guys have pictures where you're making the same face.
Is she going out and Pete Davidson?
No, they broke up before Ariana Grande.
I'm going to have to put a picture on our social so people can see.
People can talk on it.
And Pete Davidson looks like my brother, which is also
great. Yeah.
So yeah, I've really prostituted myself for no return this week. But I'm really proud that I put the effort in, and also the range of celebs I went for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna.
You did good.
Yeah, the return is how proud we are of you. Like, it's very impressive. I love the Obama.
You did great, sweetie.
That's funny because I don't feel like that's what my father would say about how I'm using my time in lockdown. I'm proud of you. Wait, do you have a celeb DM story?
Yeah, kind of.
If it's Spencer Pratt, I don't want to know.
Oh my God, I wish he answered me. That would have been better. I wouldn't have been as embarrassed. Okay, so I failed this week. I really didn't put any effort in. And yesterday, I was doing an Instagram Live workout. What?
Oh, I thought you meant you were giving, like, hosting Instagram Live. And I was like, why should I miss out on this?
I am the celebrity. Instagram. I was, yeah, oh my God, I was doing an Instagram Live. So I was doing it. So I don't know, for listeners that maybe have not been doing Instagram Live workouts, some trainers just do them on their own Instagram, but some, like, clothing brands for fitness or, you know, random gyms, whatever, they're letting trainers do takeovers of their account. So actually, through Tone It Up, which is what Christy and I are doing, we'll keep talking about, one of the trainers, Tori, was supposed to be giving a live at like 3 p.m. So I go on, it says Bandier, that's the brand, they've started their live. Maybe it's Bandier, but I say Bandier. And so I go on and it's another girl. It's not her. And then all of a sudden it says, this live has ended. And then it says again, Bandier has started a live. And then it is the girl, Tori. And both of these girls, I guess they both thought that they had class at the same time, but they didn't know. So they kept kicking each other off. This went back and forth like 5 times where they would keep coming back and be like, weird, I guess I have an internet connection problem. And all the like commenters were like, no, another girl's trying to do a live. So it ends because I think both girls finally realize like this isn't happening. It's really awkward. And so I messaged the girl, Tori, from Tone It Up. Okay, so like she has 28,000 followers. She's a celeb in my eyes. Maybe she doesn't qualify for this. So I write to her. Actually, I'll just pull up our chat, which I don't want to look at. It's so scary. So I write to her, so annoying that girl kicked you off. Sorry that happened. And she writes back, ugh, such a bummer. Sorry for the inconvenience with the heart. So then I feel bad. I'm like, oh my God, she thinks that I'm like mad at her that this happened. I write back, not your fault. You're killing it. And I want to say, keep them coming. But instead, it autocorrects to keep me coming. And then I write back, oh my God, LOL, keep them coming. She sent me a bunch of kiss winks.
She sent you kiss wink emojis after that?
Maybe 3.
Lizzie would say that's so cheeky.
Oh, Lillian. Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you. It was so embarrassing. Like, I was thinking with these Tone It Up girls, maybe I'd be friends with them. I mean, not now.
Yeah, now she thinks she has a stalker.
Yeah. Well, that happened.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
My other question I have this week, which I really want your input on, can we just talk about TikTok?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about
it. Okay. There's a lot of things that I want to get off my chest. So do you guys look at TikTok? I mean, are you on TikTok?
No.
No, but I did try one of the dances.
Oh, okay. So you
I'm not off it, but I see it on Instagram all
the time. Yeah. Same. Actually, like, TikTok's exploded since lockdown started.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like massively, and loads of big names are on the platform, and it's my guilty pleasure when I get into bed at night. I like to have a scroll through some TikToks. However, there are a number of things that are bugging me, and I want to know whether you've noticed this from the content that you've seen on whatever platform. First of all, you know all these like teenage TikTok influencers, in inverted commas?
Yeah. And oh my gosh, if you knew how much these people made.
Yeah. So I went deep and I did some Googling about the house of TikTok that they all lived in. Do you know about this?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Hype house.
The hype house. That's it.
Tell me and the listeners.
Okay. So Chrissy, correct me if I'm wrong, but apparently like some of the original biggest influencers who are like, I don't know, 16, 17, 18 on TikTok, they bought this or rented this mansion in LA, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Which they created like the house, is it called the Hype House? And you're only allowed to move in if you're like a TikTok influencer. And the whole point was like, they could, build this creative community where they can make more videos together, right? But if you watch the videos, it's just teenagers doing dances to popular songs. The thing that is, I can't cope with is they all have to stick their tongue out at some point in the video. It's just so weird. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it really winds me up. They're like these 16, 17 year old like girls and boys, and they're like trying to look all sexy, and then they stick their tongue out and they like bite their tongue. Am I old? Am I too old? Is that the problem?
No, it's just annoying. And these people are going to be adults one day.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
That's what's bothersome. So the Charlie D'Amelio so she's like 15 or 16 years old, and I just looked it up. She makes almost $50,000 a post.
Yeah.
So every time she sticks her tongue out, Lizzie, $50,000 in her pocket.
Oh my God. The other thing that's bothering me about TikTok, maybe not bothering, but I'm finding very cynical is, so obviously some of the most popular dances or dance trends on TikTok are to some really random songs. And so, you know, the one, actually, maybe I'll just play it. Where is it?
Yeah,
this one.
It's triggering.
Yeah, but it's so triggering. When I first came across it, I thought it was quite like, oh, it's quite cute, and it's an earworm, it gets in your head, and it's like an easy dance, and I was quite enjoying it. And then, have you heard Jason Derulo's latest song?
No, he puts that in there.
Get ready. This is the latest Jason Derulo. So I was like, hang on a minute, because I was unaware. I was like, was the song big and then did he sample it or what's going on here? So I did some very light Googling and I read some articles that said he basically has gone and used that sample because that song has got massive on TikTok without any clearance or any permission. And it's some young New Zealand artist who had made that song originally who is getting no money from it.
Credit.
So there we go.
Jason Derulo.
Oh, but he's so good on TikTok.
Yeah, I saw him take his teeth off on accident a couple times, right?
Yeah, so I just wanted to come here and rant about TikTok and that's it.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I'm feeling the same.
The other week, I don't know if you're aware of my boyfriend, but he has an angry streak sometimes. I say angry, that makes him sound like he's violent. I just mean like grumpy streak. Anyway, he did this whole rant. I need to find it for you about people who post their TikTok videos. Oh, here it is, to their Instagrams. Ready?
Yeah.
Let's hear
it. For a reason, so you can do your own stuff there, right? If you want to moan about stuff, you go on Twitter and moan about stuff there, fine. If you want TikTok and dance around to like One Direction, then go and like do that there. Do not put your shit onto my Twitter or Instagram feed.
Do not put your TikTok shit onto my Instagram feed. And I agree. It's like, keep it on TikTok.
Yeah. I don't want that on my feed.
What's the point of having different platforms if you're just going to post the same thing everywhere?
I know. Anyway, there we go. I've done with my rants. What else has been going on?
Well, now I know I'll never get TikTok.
Why do you sound kind of quiet? Are you far away from
home? It sounds like she's yelling from her bedroom.
No, I'm literally on top of the computer. I don't know what to say.
What else has been going on?
One question I've been asking myself lately is, what is Jonathan Taylor Thomas doing during this time?
Who is that?
Are you familiar with him, Lizzie?
Who is that?
I don't know who Sawa is.
U.S. Yeah, but JTT is
more famous,
way bigger.
Guys, yeah. I don't know who he is.
He was our teen heartthrob.
Googling him.
United States, like across the board, everyone's teen heartthrob.
What was he in?
Home Improvement.
Oh, that never
really Wild hit. America.
Yeah. He's 13 years old.
Who was your teen heartthrob, Lizzie?
As in, do you mean they had to have been a teen when I was a teen? Oh, there was a guy.
Pretty much.
Yeah, there was a guy called Paul Nichols, who was in a TV program called The Biz, which was all about stage school. Do you know what stage school is? Like theater school.
No.
You know, when you're a kid and you go to theater school rather than regular school.
Tom Nichols, no,
Paul,
you said?
Paul Nichols. Google him. Paul Nichols. Yeah, okay. And he was then in our big soap called EastEnders. And he was everyone's heartthrob, including mine.
Where is he now?
Here we go. Paul Nichols.
I mean, he looks very JTT.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, there was one requirement to be a teen heartthrob. You had to have that middle part with, like,
Jordan Catalano.
What is that name?
You know,
Who's that?
13 Seconds to Mars. Oh, my God.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Why is my brain so dead? Jared Leto.
Yeah.
Jared Leto.
Who didn't even realize that we were in a pandemic. That's how.
Oh, because he went on a
retreat. Weird. Yeah. He's all pandemic kudos.
You got to love that guy.
Did you love him? You loved him from My So-Called Life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved My So-Called Life. I love Claire Danes.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Paul Nichols has a unibrow and nose hair.
And?
That's it. That's all I want to say.
Got any final thoughts?
Feeling uninspired today.
No, I think you're very funny, as always. Like, you are on Twitter.
Thank you.
Yeah. You were Twitter Christy today.
Oh, thanks. That's the highest compliment.
100%. Lillian?
Can't wait to go make some garlic eggs.
Oh.
Well, Christy and I just read this book as part of a book club called The Silent Patient. And we both felt very differently about what the ending would be. And I was more right than her.
Okay, Lizzie.
Don't tell what it happened.
No, but if someone guesses, okay,
You can't.
Well, I'm just going to say I guessed the killer correctly. That's all I'm going to say.
Proud of you.
Thank you. And she guessed that there was a twist.
But she also didn't guess the circumstance of the killing. Her motive was off. Now, see, I think motive is very
important. That's the question. Who is more correct? The person who guessed the killer or the person who guessed the motive?
Guys, you're asking the wrong person. I don't read books.
Really?
Okay, well, if we were talking about a podcast murder, you had to guess the podcast murderer. Would the person who guessed the motive be right? Or the person who guessed
the motive? I think we all know the answer is Christy.
The killer.
Chris.
Thank you. Thank you.
And with that, I have to go.
I wish you put money on it. Okay.
I have to go. I love you. Thanks for sharing this precious time with me.
Don't be an ass. Wear a mask.
Don't we? Oh, is that? Oh, yeah. And go and message some more celebrities to see if we can get a bloody DM response.
I might lay off this week.
Okay, well, I'm going to go hard again.
Yeah, me too.
Don't message them. I'm going hard, though, okay? Advice.
And with that, Lizzie has left the meeting.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.